voice of Bowen, 95.1 Gem FM.
Hey, hey, Bowen. How is everyone this beautiful but windy Friday morning? It's a gorgeous day. It's just a bit windy, isn't it? And a bit chilly. I've seen a few people out there wearing coats and jackets, and maybe they're the Bowen people, not the Southerners, because it is a bit chilly. I think it is. But anyway, if you have just tuned in, you have tuned in at exactly the right time, because it is the What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sunday Show with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And I've got a pretty cool show lined up today. I have got two guests coming on, and both are, well, I love having these two on. First up, around between 10:30 and 11, I would say, we've got Sergeant Michelle O'Regan coming in, from the Bowen Police Station. And we will be talking to her about some interesting stuff. It's about e-mobility reforms. So that's about e-scooters and e-bikes. So that'll be interesting. And you know what? If you've got any questions that you would like me to ask Sergeant Michelle, come on, yeah, text on in. Our number here is 0484 510 152, and if she can, I'm sure she will answer those for you. But this session, I love the name of this session. It's Coffee with a Cop, and I do have our coffees ready, although Michelle actually drinks tea, so I got her a tea anyway this morning. So, Michelle, it's here and waiting, so can't wait to get you in. And then a bit later on in the morning, I've got Bernie from the Surf Lifesaving Club here, the one that is just starting up. So it's really good, from the Whitsunday Surf Lifesaving Club. And she'll be coming to talk about the Come and Try Day and to sign up, how you can sign up for this new chapter of the club. So two great people that we'll be catching up with, so don't miss out on that. As far as music goes, I am taking us back to the 80s today. I haven't done an 80s show, but I've got some pretty cool songs lined up. I actually got some more songs out, did a bit of research and got some more out. So we haven't heard a lot of these before, so I hope you enjoy them. And, of course, I always tell you a bit about what's happening around town. And remember, if you've got something that you would like us to mention on this show, I'd be very happy to include that. So, just again, text on in to 0484 510 152, or you can indeed email us at gemfm@live.com.au and we will get straight back to you. Yeah, so I don't know why you wouldn't. It's all good. We're here for the community and to support any of the stuff that happens in the community. So, think about it if you do. Now, before we do get on with some music, very important important stuff to get on with before I do. It's our Listen and Win competition for June. This is, I think, there's another show tonight. There's a show, Static Fanatic with Troy tonight and Jody on Sunday. So you have got literally this show and two more shows to go to enter this month's Listen and Win. So, yep, all you need to do is just text in the secret word together with your name and where you're listening in from, just so that we know. We have no other way of tracking where our listeners are listening in. Are you all from Bowen, or do we get other people from around the region listening in? So would love to know. And what you could win is a whopping $200 gift voucher from Buyrite, which has been proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical, plus a Gem FM merch pack worth $50. So that's huge. That's a huge prize. Yeah. I wish we could actually enter, but we can't. Now, this goes till the 30th of June. Can you believe it? The 30th of June is Tuesday, next Tuesday. Yep, today is the 26th. Only a few more days left of June. So, finishes on the 30th of June, and the winner is going to be announced on Jude's Gems with Jude herself, and that's Thursday, July 2nd. So make sure you listen in to Jude's show. Otherwise, we will call you to give you the happy news if you do win. What a great prize. So what is my secret word for today? It is goopy. G-O-O-P-Y, goopy. It is a word, believe it or not. Does anyone watch Lingo at home? I do. It's a great show on Channel 10 and really gets you thinking about words. And I can't believe there are some words I just would not classify as a word, but goopy is one of them. So G-O-O-P-Y. Just text that in together with your name and where you're listening in from to 0484 510 152. Okay, that's done. I'll keep letting you know when you tune in. If you miss it, I'll be telling you a bit later on. You've got till 12 o'clock tonight to text that in anyway. But for now, we're going to listen to a bit of the Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way.
Moving farther away. Game. And I need you. It's
listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And hope you're loving the 80s today. I know it sounds, for me, it sounds like music from yesterday, but in fact, when I was looking at all this, it was sort of around the mid 80s. So we're looking, this is 40-year-old music. Yes. So there have got to be more people like me out there that I'm surely not the only one who used to like this music. I'd love to hear from you if you did. No, it's hard to believe that we were dancing to Flock of Seagulls, Iran. I love that song. I love all these songs today. They are simply, yep, I was in my late teens, early 20s. So, yeah, huge memories tied up with all this music. And is it the same for you? I'd love to. Am I the only person in Bowen that loves this sort of music? I'd love to hear from you. 0484 510 152. Do you even recognize this music? There's like a whole stack of New Romantics music. This is what's called. A lot of it is synth pop, but yeah. Anyway, would love to hear from you. And just a big hello to Jude Kay and Kerry. They texted in the secret word for today, which is goopy, G-O-O-P-Y. Not sure if you've noticed, if you listen to all my shows, I'm getting them all to end in a Y. Yep, goopy. There you go. That's a real word, goopy. Yep, pretty cool, hey? And yes, so did I mention who I played just then? It was the Flock of Seagulls, Iran, Alison Moyet, Only You, and the Psychedelic Furs, Love My Way. Okay, so let's get on with what's in fact happening around Bowen. There's a lot happening this weekend. So just to start it off, well, it's not this weekend, but there is a Monster Scent sale that is being held down at the Wongaratta Bowls Club, and there are lots of prizes, lucky door prize, and this is happening on Saturday the 4th of July, which I believe is next Saturday. Yes, we're already into July, the second half of the year. Let that sink in, Bowen, the second half of the year. That's on at 1:30 p.m. and yep, down at the Wongaratta Bowls Club, Maruna Street, Queens Beach. Admission is $5, and that includes a beautiful afternoon tea and one entry for the lucky door prize. That's pretty cool, so don't miss out on that. You can probably score a few cool bargains there, the Monster Scent sale, so that looks pretty good. And then there's the PCYC Bowen Open Day on Saturday the 11th of July. So that's the following Saturday from 9 till 1 p.m. You can meet the team, explore the facilities and discover the programs and activities available at the PCYC Bowen. And you can enter the raffle for your chance to win. This is pretty cool, actually. A signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey or a Brisbane Broncos supporter pack. That's pretty cool as well. And tickets are on sale now at reception if you want to enter that raffle. So that's pretty cool. I know a lot of people who would love one of those. I know Willie T, for one, would love a signed North Queensland Toyota Cowboys jersey. Yeah. And other activities on the day include a sausage sizzle, a little and active display and playtime, gymnastics display with Kim, outdoor playground open, squash courts, pickleball, table tennis. So that's at the PCYC Bowen on Saturday the 11th of July. Okay, and for any of you others out there that are looking for stuff to do, if you're up here for the winter months from the south and you're looking to catch up on a hobby or, you know, maybe get into something a bit gritty, there are lots of different associations and clubs around town. There's the Bowen Woodies Club, the Bowen Art Society, the Bowen Sewing Group, the Bowen Lapidary Club, the Bowen Pottery Group. There's stacks that happens around here. So, you know, if you are interested in any of those, please text me and I can give you some more info on that. That's and when they meet, etc. So I know the Bowen Art Society, I'll be mentioning this a bit more because I'm part of that, but the annual art exhibition is going to be happening very soon. So that's a huge event up at Flagstaff Hill. So that's on the 21st of August. So if you're thinking about entering a piece, just let us know. We can organise an entry form for you. And, yeah, it'll be a great opening night and a great art show all up. I already know it. I can feel it in my waters. There you go. Other stuff, if you're into more exercise-related stuff, there's a park run that happens every Saturday morning. It starts at 7 at the Ethel Barker Park, which is opposite Murray's Bay Road. It's a 5K circuit, which you can either walk or run. Everyone is welcome, including kids under 12, but you will need to be accompanied by an adult. And you will be timed, but if you do want to be timed, you have to have the Park Run app. And lots of people there to help you out if you don't know how to install that on your phone. The Heart Foundation also runs a walking group twice a week, once on Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. starting from the Hanson Park car park, and then again on Thursday afternoon at 4 at the front beach near the jetty. And again, all ages are welcome, and it's a great way to get fit and have a laugh. And no, don't have to pay for it. Even better. So, yeah, lots of stuff. And, you know, if you are looking for other ways to maybe have something more meaningful, you can always volunteer. Lots of groups that you can volunteer for, lots of charity stores that are around. I know I've got Steph Cora on the show next week, and she's always got room for more volunteers. So, yep, just let us know. But, yeah, listen in next week and she can give you a bit of a rundown. Well, you know what? We might listen to some more music. Are you enjoying my 80s Friday? Friday's 80s. Yes, I am. Really love it. What a hoot. And I think a lot of you will know this song as well. Before I do, don't forget, the secret word for my show today is Goopy, G-O-O-P-Y, and all you need to do is text in on 0484 510 152. Bit of Tainted Love. Soft Cell.
Touch me, baby, tainted love. Touch me. don't believe in reincarnation because I refuse to come back as a bug or as a rabbit.
You know, you're a real up person.
God, I love this music. Bizarre Love Triangle, New Order. Ah, that was one of my favourites. Used to drive around with that music. Enola Gay, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or for those in the know, OMD. And Tainted Love, Soft Cell. Yeah, I'm loving this music. I'm not getting much of a response today. Is anyone else enjoying this music, or am I alone? Let me know, 0484 510 152. And secret word for today is goopy, G-O-O-P-Y. That's the secret word to enter the Listen and Win competition for June. You've only got a couple of more shows, a few more shows to enter this one to win. It's a massive prize this month. It's a $200 gift voucher from Buyrite, and that's been proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. Plus, don't forget, you get a pretty cool and groovy Gem FM merch pack worth over $50. So don't miss out. All you need to do is text in the word goopy with your name and where you're listening in from, and you're good to go. Yeah. Okay, so what else is happening around town? This is the fun part, stuff that you can get out and do this weekend. Yeah, there's a bit happening. There's the markets, of course, on Sunday. Lots of great things happen at the markets down at Hanson Park from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. That happens every Sunday. So lots of stalls, different artisan stalls, food stalls, pottery stalls, jewellery stalls, all sorts of stuff, plant stalls, I can't name them, T-shirts, clothes, you name it, it's all happening down there. And live music as well. It's pet friendly and it's by the beach. So I always think it's a great chance to grab some brekkie down there, just break up your day a bit, right? Or break up your Sunday a bit. Start off with some brekkie down there by the beach. Have a browse around and catch up with the people you meet up there, and then sit and watch. It's always fun sitting and watching people. I think that's part of the fun of going to the markets. And that all happens by the beach, so don't miss it. And Gem FM's actually going to be there this Sunday, so if you are there, make sure you drop in and say hello. We'd love to meet you and hear from you. If you've got anything you'd like to pass on, we're there. So that'd be nice to meet you. Yeah. Anyway, other stuff you might want to do this weekend. So entertainment-wise, there's quite a bit happening at the Grandview. There's a DJ on tonight, as usual. I'm not sure which one, but that happens around 9 p.m. Then tomorrow night, Deja Vu is playing. Again, I think all their entertainment starts around 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, Jessica Duprat is performing, and I think that starts around 2. So that's all happening at the Grandview. The original North Oz, pretty sad news, actually. This is their last weekend. So if you want to get down there and experience it, because not sure when it will open again, if it ever opens again. So tonight Sam Roberts is playing, so she's always got a great crowd there, and nice way to have a meal and listen to some live music and, yeah, chill out and relax, have a few drinks. I've seen some people have that fish bowl. I have to say I have never attempted one because I think you'd find me under the table if I even got a quarter of the way through that. I don't think I could even make a quarter through. Anyway, Australia North Oz, that's tonight, Sam Roberts. And then tomorrow night, it's the Cowboys and Cowgirls Party Karaoke. So that's going to be one huge send-off for the North Oz. So I can't believe I'm saying that. But, yeah, if you are looking for something to do this weekend, support them for one last time. Hopefully they will come back very, very soon. The Horseshoe Bay Cafe, they have got Daniel Spruill performing on Saturday night from 5 till 8. Another great way to have dinner and listen to some fine music, some cool and groovy music while you eat. Always nice, I think, to have a meal while watching someone do their thing. It's always nice. And last but not least, the North Queensland Cruising Yacht Club. They have got Mr. Shawnee Mack performing this Sunday from 12 till 3 p.m. Another great place to relax, chill out, have a drink, and listen to some live music. And don't forget, you can head on down there to the Fusion Cafe where they serve fantastic meals, breakfast from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. So once you have maybe a meal there, you can have a drink at the bar. It's always a nice sequence of events, I reckon. Yeah. So lots to do there. And get out there and have a go, I reckon. Yes. And I think that's it. I don't have any others to tell you about for today, but there's a lot there to do. Never short of something to do in Bowen. And we'll be catching up very soon with Sergeant Michelle O'Regan, and we'll be talking about those e-mobility reforms, which is really looking at e-scooters and e-bikes. And we'll also be catching up with Bernie about the Come and Try Day and signing up for the SLSC, which is a Surf Life, Sunday Surf Life Saving Club. Very worthwhile cause. Okay, I hope you're enjoying the music. Anyway, we've got some more. I know you'll love this one. It's a bit of Human League.
I shook you up. flex on them a while. Lost it so quietly, slipping back on daughter ties, breathing whispering memories. Promised you a miracle, a belief is our beauty thing. Days break wondering. How many choices? Even choices.
You're listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whitsundays right here on Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. Bit of Simple Minds, Promised You a Miracle, and Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby. Yes, we all grieve to that. Come on, I can't believe there are people in Bowen who have not. I know Lynn did. She texted in and said, making her feel young again. Good on you, Lynn. And she also texted in the secret word goopy, G-O-O-P-Y. That's my secret word for this show today. All you need to do is text that into 0484 510 152, together with your name and where you're listening in from. And you could go in, you definitely are going into the draw, but you could win. Gosh, I got myself in a muddle then. A $200 gift voucher from Buyright, which has been proudly donated by our sponsors, O'Brien Electrical. And you get a Gem FM merch pack. Don't forget, we're at the markets this weekend. So would love it if you came and said hello. Make sure you do if you're down there. Lots of great stuff down at the markets. Lots of fresh produce and lots of yummy things to eat. Okay. Hey, I just wanted to, I was looking through Facebook. Well, I look through Facebook a lot to research for this show, but I saw something from Gilmore Space Technologies. We haven't really heard much from them lately, have we? I know. I was a big fan, but they fell off my radar because there hasn't been much coming out from there, but I think they might be gearing up a bit now, but they are actually going to start doing some hyperflight inaugural test flights, and that's apparently happening in August. So, and a hyperflight, it's a new commercial flight test service that will enable customers to test and validate technologies in real-world flight conditions above Mach 5, more than 5 times the speed of sound. Wow. I mean, that'd be worth seeing anyway. I'd be pretty excited if that was happening here. Like, yeah. I just want to see a rocket take off from Bowen. I think it'll be amazing. So that's apparently happening in August. So we might hear a bit more about it next month, I'm wondering. Excellent. And they are saying that the Eris test flight number 2, it arrives in Bowen for final testing and launch preparations ahead of a planned launch in early 2027. So that's going to happen next year. Well, given, like, well, it says it's arriving here in December, the actual new rocket, December 2026. So it's arriving here then, ahead of the launch early 2027. So, yes. What does it say here? Hypersonic flights start at more than twice the speed of a typical fighter jet, around 7 times faster than a commercial airliner. To reach orbit, however, a rocket needs to travel nearly 5 times faster. Wow. I think in my next life I want to be part of all of that because I think it's a lot of fun. It would be really, apart from being a lot of fun, it would be amazing. Very, very interesting, I reckon. Very, very interesting. Okay, some other stuff that might be of interest to you out there. We have got the, got my notes then, the Whitsunday Early Beach Festival of Music happening in November. So I caught up with Butto last Friday. And it was a great chat. We'll be talking to him again every month in the lead up to the festival, Early Beach Festival of Music. He's the organizer. So we had a great chat, and there are going to be around like 60 acts across 15 venues, including a main stage at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. So there'll be lots of big name acts and new talent. And some of them are people like Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, Conrad Sewell, Nathan Cavalieri, Luke O'Shea, and many, many more joining artists that have already been announced, which are like people like Xavier Rudd, Mental as Anything, The Whitlams, and a stack more. So what a great thing to attend, a great festival to attend. So if you haven't already, you really need to get your accommodation sorted if you're going to stay there over the full length of the festival. If not, I wouldn't mind just going for a day or two, maybe a day, not two, maybe a day. So I'll need to research what I want to see. And, yeah, I think it'd be worthwhile. I've never been, so I'd love to hear from you if you have been and what sort of stories you've got to tell. 0484 510 152. And don't forget to text in the word goopy, G-O-O-P-Y, for a chance to win that $200 gift voucher from Buyrite. Number here is 0484 510 152. Okay, we're going to get on with some music from the Fine Young Cannibals. How long has it been since you've heard from them? I haven't listened to their music in ages, but I remember I purchased a cassette tape of their hits, and I couldn't resist for today. This is Suspicious Minds, the Fine Young Cannibals.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on again with suspicious minds. And we can't feel that dreams on suspicious minds.
seems always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Whit Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And a big hello to Annette. Thank you for listening in, Annette. She was kind enough to text in our secret word for today, which is goopy, G-O-O-P-Y. All you need to do is text that into 0484-510-152 for a chance to win a $200 gift voucher to Byright, which has been donated proudly by O'Brien Electrical, one of our sponsors. All right. Well, I have got my very first guest on for this morning, and it's Sergeant Michelle O'Regan from the Bowen Police Station, and we're going to be chatting about e-mobility reforms, which relate to basically e-scooters and e-bikes. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's
Thanks
good.
For dropping by.
No worries.
So you've got a lot to talk about this morning.
Yeah, a few pieces of paper in front of me.
Yeah, and we've got a question which one of our listeners has emailed in. Did you want to talk about that first or talk
sure
about our...
Sure can.
Yeah, let's do that
sure
first.
Can. Okay, so do you want to read out the question?
Yeah, we'll read it out. And our listener asked, what can you do when neighbours play extremely loud music constantly, sometimes starting at midnight and going for hours? They have spoken to them, but it's been ignored. Can the police do anything? And if so, how do we contact them in Bowen when it is happening? And any other suggestions? Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So noise abatement directions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these can be reported to police any time of day or night, any day of the week. So 24 hours a day, seven days a week if required, but it's mainly at night time that we do see this.
Right,
people are trying to rest and parties might be going on. So I'll start out with the catchphrase of Police Link is our magic
thing that we
report everything through.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it is an emergency is 000, or you want to ring Crime Stoppers for something that's happening that you don't want to disclose your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
However, Police Link, 131444 is the phone number to ring.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can actually get online and report it online through the Police Link attachment there online.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens if you do report a noisy party or noise happening in your area, if the police are reasonably satisfied the noise is excessive, we have the power to enter any premises without a warrant.
Right.
When there's noise.
Wow.
Okay. We can give the person responsible for the noise, so the person who may be the owner of the residence.
Yeah.
We would give them what we call a noise abatement direction. So that noise abatement direction is in place for 96 hours.
Right.
Or 48 hours.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So traditionally it's around that 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally it is 96 hours. However, the 48 hours comes in play when it's someone on a motorbike, you know, in a yard or,
being
a bit excessive with their motorbike. So we get noise abatement directions, not only from noisy parties and music. It can be generators. It can be people being loud. You don't realise, you know, when you're sitting in your back shed, how loud you are. And 95% of the time, probably even more, we talk to the residents and we tell them, hey, you're a bit noisy. Can you just calm it down a bit?
Yeah.
And they comply straight away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people don't realise that it is quite loud or that the time is that time.
Yeah,
time
yeah.
gets away from you when you're having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we ask people and we give them a noise abatement direction, we also have to require the person that we are giving the noise abatement direction to state the correct name and address.
Yeah.
And give them some evidence of the name, their name, details, address, so a driver's license, things like that. Now, if police have been and they've given that noise abatement direction,
mm-hmm.
there's no charge, there's no fine, there's no penalty.
Right, to the people who are...
No. It's basically 9 times out of 10, I'm a bit old school, I'd go, hey guys, we've sat outside for a fair while, you're a bit noisy, can you keep it down?
Right, yeah.
Then I would be doing patrols around the area if I didn't have any other more pressing jobs.
Yes.
If other pressing jobs come in, we have to deal with them first.
Yeah.
It's all just in that triaging of our jobs.
Yeah.
And then from there, if we are patrolling or if we get another call, I would then go back in and then I would give them the official noise abatement direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we have to go back again, we can actually seize what is making that noise.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So if it is a stereo, we will seize that for the period of time.
Yeah.
And then we will also issue a notice to appear for failing to comply with a police direction.
Wow.
Yeah. So you may end up in court. So the party would not be worth it.
No, definitely not.
Now, I did have this inquiry some months ago from a concerned person in a street. They had some elderly people that lived in the area and they were too frightened to call and felt a bit vulnerable.
Yes.
And this person came to the counter and I gave them instruction around noise abatement directions and things like that and what can happen, you know, for a police matter. Mm. And I did look it up, and unfortunately on the night that they did ring police, we had a couple of serious matters we were dealing with at that period of time. So it took us about an hour and a half to get there because there were three jobs that we actually had to prioritise first.
Mm.
By the time we did get there and we did a patrol of the area, the noise stopped.
Yeah.
So you might call a noisy party in, and if we patrol the area at that period of time and there is no noise, we won't enter.
No.
We have to have that evidence of that noise happening at that time.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But
it can be hard, can't it? Because, like, if even making the report, because, you know, they may know that it's you, so you don't want any...
You don't get disclosed for making... Don't. No, we don't tell them where the...
But so will if you're they living guess? In a may they guess that...
Who knows? But if you're living in a residential area and if that it's that loud,
yes,
you know, there could be six, eight...
Yeah, everyone. It could be anyone. Over, yeah.
You know, yes. So... I know we used to do skating down at the front beach and sometimes I'd be up at the police station. I'd go, oh, I can hear that music up here. So that's a fair distance.
Wow.
So anybody in the area, just depends where the wind's blowing.
Yes, it's still that's not, true.
Things
yes.
like that. But, yeah, if you are having parties, just, you know, if it's a one-off, say it's a celebration, a 50th, a 21st, a wedding, whatever, just have some courtesy and tell your neighbours around the area that you are going to be having a party and have a responsible person there to remind you what the time is and just to tone things down a little bit because we've all got to live in our communities.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's good advice, Michelle. Yeah, very good. Okay, so just as a wrap-up, what is it?
So PoliceLink, call PoliceLink, 131444. And people are afraid to call PoliceLink. I don't know why. They want to speak to the local police, but you are best off. You will not get through to the local police station. Our police are on the road.
Yes.
They are not sitting manning a phone.
Yeah.
This is why we have our communication centres and our PoliceLink centres.
Yeah.
PoliceLink is 131444. Or you can get online.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm writing that down because it's, you know, PoliceLink. It's actually – because where would you even find that? See, I think a lot of people, like, how do you know to go there?
Oh, we've been promoting it everywhere.
Okay.
People come into the police station, we tell them it's online, it's everywhere.
Okay.
Every Queensland police post on Facebook, PoliceLink, PoliceLink, PoliceLink. So, you know, it's just that generational gap, I suppose, and that transitioning from this is how we used to do things and this is how we do things now.
Yeah.
But if we can get our community, any matter, ring PoliceLink, 131444. And as I've explained last time, it's because – whatever you're going in reporting is tracked from the moment you've reported it.
Yes.
So you can walk into a police station and then all of a sudden we've got what we call a code 2 job where it might be a serious accident on the highway and I've walked past the counter and you want to report something and I go, yep, no worries, I'll write on this piece of paper, I'll get to it, but then I'm rushing out the door to go to a very serious traffic accident that I might be 12 hours on the road.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so there's a delay just there. So PoliceLink, everything goes through PoliceLink and it's listed on our LCAD job system. It's there.
Yeah.
It's recorded.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of ringing PoliceLink.
All right. We might take a short break, Michelle, and come back, maybe talk to Bernie before and then we can continue because I don't think you're going to take long, are you, Bernie? No. Okay.
I love you even if you think that I don't.
listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is What's Happening in Bowen and the Wit Sundays with me, Roxy, and I've got two guests in with me today. I've had to interrupt Sergeant Michelle O'Regan, and what we were just about to start talking about e-mobility reforms. And then Bernie walked in, so we thought we'll chat to Bernie, and what she has to tell us about is the Come and Try Day and signing up for the Surf Life Saving. Is that right, Bernie?
Absolutely.
How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you, Roxy. How are you?
I'm very, very well, and thanks for dropping in today.
Thanks for Michelle for letting me cut in.
So what are we doing? What are we telling everyone about the Come Try Day? What's that about?
Well, we've finally got our day and our registration day, our information on Whit Sunday Surf Life Saving Club, and we're ready to rock and roll.
That's fantastic. Mm. I know. We spoke how many months ago now? Like when I remember when you were just starting.
I think it's about, we're probably coming up to 10 months, I suppose.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
It's been a while, but wow. It's okay. We've got to, you know, follow procedures and make sure we get it right.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the whole region, just not Bowen. Everyone in the Whit Sundays to come and enjoy Nippers.
Mm-hmm.
And any age group, really.
Yeah.
We'll get ready for, even if we want the seniors to come down and do something, more than happy to open that door as well. So.
Like me.
Yeah.
Getting on
more importantly, we're also looking for volunteers.
Yes.
So we have that set up as well.
What sort of volunteer work would people be doing?
Age managers to, you don't have to be your bronze medallion for that. You mm-hmm. can just do a course online.
Yeah.
Through their portal once you sign on. Anything from sitting down doing, you know, registrations to helping out on fun days.
Yeah.
Cooking a barbecue even.
Okay.
If you want to be part of a community, Surf Life Saving is an amazing association to do that.
Mm.
Sitting on a beach, having a chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure that you belong. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's welcome in any shape or form.
Very good. Very good. So when is this happening? When, what day, what date, time?
Okay. So here's some important days and dates to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So the 1st of July is the official sign up for Surf Life Saving Whit Sundays. You can just go on to our Facebook page. There will be links there to direct you on where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Our fun day, and that's going to be July, Saturday, July.
Yeah. Is that...
On the 12th, sorry.
The 12th of July, yeah.
Thanks, Michelle.
12th of July.
So many. And that's going to be 9 to 11 down at Rose Bay beach.
Mm-hmm.
And our Nipper program will be starting on the 1st of August.
Wow.
So there'll be a lot happening in that first month or so. So, yeah, more than welcome anyone to come down. The age group for Nippers is 5 years to 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said previously, if anyone is association with Nippers, or Surf Life Saving, sorry, wants to join up to our club, you're more than welcome to.
Yes.
There are an opportunity to do seniors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to knock any age back.
No.
Come down and speak to us. Also, if you'd like to speak to someone in person, the Rose Bay Beach Caravan Park is a good place to come down to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there majority of the time. Plus there's a few staff that are volunteering as well.
Mm-hmm.
And more than happy. But definitely our Facebook page, you'll get an answer from anyone in that group. The official one is not open, but the one we have current is still live and we still run with that one.
Okay, wonderful. So if they are wanting to volunteer, Bernie, they can come down to the caravan park,
100%.
Chat to someone there or get on to Facebook and I'll let you know, get in contact via that.
Definitely.
Very good.
And also a big shout out to our sponsors, or not mm-hmm. sponsors, member, what am I trying to say? Sponsorship, yes. So we're looking at some companies to help us get this up and running.
Yes.
Equipment-wise to first aid.
Yeah. So you're looking for sponsors?
Very much so.
Okay, a big shout out if anyone out there is listening. Again, they contact you, Bernie?
Yes.
And do you have a phone number that they can reach out on?
They can call me on 0484
mm-hmm.
865 709. That's the Rose Bay Beach Caravan Park phone number. That's the only one we have at the moment.
Yeah.
But even Facebook. Mm-hmm. But come down and see us. That'd be great.
Yes.
We need a fair bit of equipment, even cover for the fun day.
Yes.
You know, we can put their logo on marquees to equipment even.
Mm-hmm.
More than happy. So, yeah.
Very good.
It'd be fantastic. Okay.
Well, anyone out there, all businesses, if you hear this, yeah, that'd be what a great thing to be associated with, like getting the community together. Surf life saving clubs are usually the backbone of communities, aren't they? Especially beach towns.
Yes.
All these. And 100%. this is a new one starting up for the whole region. So that includes Airlie, Collinsville, Proserpine, Bowen.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's massive.
Yeah.
And you'll get quite a wide spread of acknowledgement through those whole regions.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see a lot of people come down.
Very good. So key dates again, Bernie. So the Come and Try Day is when?
The 12th of July.
12th of July down at the Rose Bay Caravan Park.
9 to 11.
9 to 11. And then the official sign up is on Wednesday, the 1st of July.
Correct. That's when it rolls over every year. So you can go on their website, but everyone, just wait till the 1st of July because that's when the year kicks off.
Right. So at Rose Bay Beach. Okay. Yes. Yep. All right. Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much, Bernie. Any other information you'd like us? If you like, you can give us some info and we can read this out for you.
We will.
Yeah.
When we're just waiting on a little bit more of background information from Surf Life Saving.
Yeah.
And we'll get that up for you, Roxy, and we'll pass it over.
Yeah, we can. And if you ever have any other events happening that you'd like to get out and about, let us know, and we can let the community know.
Definitely.
Excellent.
Thank you, Roxy, and thanks, Michelle.
Okay, well, we might take a quick break and come back to Sergeant Michelle O'Regan.
picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, we're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Listening to What's Happening in Bowen and the Wit Sundays with me, Roxy, right here on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And a big thank you to Bernie from the Surf, well, the Wit Sunday Surf Life Saving Club. I keep forgetting to put the Wit Sunday in there, Michelle, but what great things are happening there. So the first important dates, 1st of July, official sign up, and then on Saturday, the 12th of July, from 9 to 11 down at the Rose Bay Beach, there's a big thing happening. What is it?
It's their come and try day.
That's the come and try day.
That's a committee that I sit on in the background with Bernie and Sam and the team. They've got some good little volunteers and it's, we've had a really beautiful injection of people that have a connection to surf lifesaving from all over Queensland.
It's fantastic.
It's funny how they've sort of, there's a lot of people just waiting in the wings for this to get up and going.
Well, it's incredible that there has been one. It's like the Whit Sundays, it's a huge area.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Michelle, you've been very patient and thank you for letting me sneak Bernie in.
That's absolutely fine. It's fun.
Yeah. So we're going to talk now about e-mobility reforms that are being introduced in Queensland and this has to do with e-scooters and e-bikes.
A lot happening
in this area.
Yeah, we've seen over recent years, obviously, with the e-scooters, so electric scooters, electric mobility devices, bikes, things like that, have become very popular, introduced in across Queensland. We don't have the major issues here that you do see in the southern area, Brisbane more so, but due to the rising death and injury toll, our state government has launched, did launch an inquiry into what we call PMDs, so personal mobility devices, and to view the riding rules like age limits, helmet laws, speed restrictions, things like that. So I'll just go over a little bit in relation to some of the reason why the government has had to sort of step in and act, I suppose, and how that affects our communities. But over the last 5 years, there's been 37 fatalities when it comes to e-scooters, so electric scooters, 37 fatalities. And almost half of those are in Queensland, 18 of them in Queensland, mainly from head injuries. So each month it's reported that there's approximately 156 people treated in Queensland hospital emergency departments monthly. So that's almost 2,000 people a year are treated only in emergency departments. That's not other people that are injured that, you know, go to their doctor on a Monday or just care for themselves. So it has had a significant impact on the health and well-being of people in Queensland.
Well, look, I remember when I was in Brisbane, like before I came here, the number of, I've seen two incidents, like this girl coming off the footpath and just, I don't know what she was thinking, but she flew off the footpath. Footpath was this high and she hit the road, fell, hit her head and another one, same thing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So what, and just doing a quick little Google, you know, your pediatric impact. So Queensland Children's Hospital found that injury admissions more than doubled between 2021 and 2024. Of those seriously injured children, 25% of the children required intensive care.
Jeez.
Two thirds required surgery and many suffered permanent head or cognitive impairments.
God. So yeah, that's massive.
So people are not thinking with their heads when they're jumping on these things.
No.
A helmet, we've had it drummed into us, wear a helmet when you're riding push bike.
I can't believe, like, the number of people you see that are not wearing helmets on scooters.
Yeah. Yep. And they go fast.
Yes.
It's just so dangerous. So as of the 1st of July, there are laws that are, so e-scooter and e-bike laws are changing.
Mm-hmm.
So technically from the 1st of July, laws for e-scooters and e-bikes are going to be rolled out. So there'll be new police powers to seize and destroy illegal devices. This won't happen on the 1st of July.
No.
It's a rollout,
you
know. So when you're introducing a new law, obviously we've got our parliament that has to introduce the law. It has to be passed. It has to be put in place. But there's a lot of structure that goes in behind it, okay? So some of the changes will be from the 31st of August, riders must be age 16 plus and hold a licence. However, there will be some exemptions. So we will just continue to, as this evolves, educate and re-educate. There is a suggestion that parents can be fined if children under 16 ride illegally. Mm-hmm. Fines of more than $500 for offences, including not wearing a helmet, doubling and careless riding.
Mm.
So a bit like that girl that fell off in front of you. You indicated she had a drop of about four inches to 5 inches.
Yeah, I don't know what you... And this is like in the busy... It's a busy street in the valley. At night, yep. I saw this happen.
Yeah, but see, they're going that fast that they don't see the obstructions in front of them.
And I think she was intoxicated.
Yes, a lot of
that.
Oh
my God, it's such a dangerous.
Yeah. So we want to acknowledge that e-scooters and e-bikes are a very popular way for students to get around, but the rules are changing. So, as I said, from the 1st of July, new laws will begin rolling out. Mm. And I need to say that, rolling out across the state. So we're not going to see straight away the 1st of July in Bowen that, you know, there's going to be a hard crackdown or anything like that. Mm. But it's just going to just blend into the new way of doing business, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, and there is going to include changes to rider requirements, fines, speed limits, and illegal devices.
Mm-hmm.
So a device that goes over 25 kilometres an hour is illegal as of the 1st of July.
Yeah.
So also what's changed is motorbike helmets are permitted, but riders must wear a helmet. And they can wear a motorbike helmet if they want, or your Australian accredited helmet
that you wear on a bikes. Bike. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Riders must follow all road rules.
Yeah.
So this includes careless riding, unsafe parking, helmets, all of that kind of stuff. So careless riding, she was careless riding on a road related area in front of you down at the valley.
Yeah.
Personal mobility device road rules, speed limits and prohibited roads. So prohibited roads with a speed limit greater than 25 kilometres an hour, roads and shared pathways at any times, or 12 kilometres an hour max footpaths when passing pedestrians.
Mm-hmm.
So they can only go up to 12 kilometres an hour on footpaths when passing pedestrians, or 25 kilometres an hour on roads and shared pathways at any time. And I know I've seen people scooting along the Don River Bridge in the middle of the night, dark as dark can be, semi-trailers, cars, and they are flying.
But they don't, do they have even, are they required to have like a light?
Oh, yes. So that kind of thing you would need to at night time, definitely.
But are they legally required to have one?
I would assume so, yeah. When you're on a road...
Yeah, well, they don't.
Yep, that's right.
A lot of them don't.
So officers, as this law comes out, officers will be able to seize illegal devices and prohibited bikes.
Mm.
Okay, so they're still working out sort of what that process looks like, where they're going to be held, how they're going to be transported, who's responsible for that, because we work with other government agencies in this. It's not just a police. Yes, we're enforcing the law, but we're doing it in connection with legislation and working with other government organisations. RBT, so we can do a breath test of e-mobility scooters or bikes, people on anything electric, we can do a breath test.
Yeah.
And as I said before, we can apply parental responsibilities. So parents of under 16-year-olds who are found riding a prohibited bike, parents can be responsible for that.
Yeah. Well, they should, I reckon.
Yep. And as I said, all road rules apply. Like if you were driving a car or riding a push bike, and it just makes common sense to us, but I think once they get on those scooters, they just don't think that it applies to them.
I know.
But you're speeding, you're careless riding, you're unsafe parking, your helmets, that all applies. And this has all come about because of injury and death.
And what can I just say? I saw something interesting around here, actually. An adult with a kid on a scooter, but the scooter's sitting, the kid is sitting in front of the, like sitting on the little step, holding on like this.
Yeah. No, you cannot double.
Just one person
on a
scooter.
Cannot double. You'll get fined.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
It's dangerous, especially with a kid, a little one hanging off.
Yep. So as I said, more resources and communication is to come.
Mm.
Technically, the law is in place rolling out from the 1st of July. There will be some requirement to hold a license, and that will be after the 31st of August 2026 and over 16 years of age. And it will be for different stages of those e-scooters or e-bikes.
Yeah.
And personal mobility device riders must be 16 years of age. However, 12 to 15-year-olds can ride compliant devices with parental supervision.
Yeah. Hey, there's an interesting question here, Michelle. It's, can a rider subject to an 8-hour riding prohibition drive a car or motorbike?
Let me have a look.
And it says, yes, the 8-hour prohibition doesn't affect a person's license.
Yes.
However, the person should still be made aware that driving during an 8-hour prohibition is not recommended in case their blood alcohol concentration is above the general limit.
Yep. And then that can also come into play that if they do drive a vehicle and they have an accident in their vehicle and they cause death or serious harm and it is found that they are under an 8-hour riding prohibition because of an e-mobility scooter or a personal mobility device, I wouldn't want to see them in a court explaining that. So you would potentially be going up on a very serious charge if there is a death related to your ignorance of the law.
And I'm just talking from this perspective of being in Brisbane. It's a way bigger problem than it is here. But there were several issues there, like because a lot of these, if you're on a e-scooter or e-bike that you have to pay, like those green and orange ones, they have your details, right, because you have to pay for it. But then those people that don't, that have their own and they cause injury to others, how do you get – is there any recourse for that? Like how – what happens?
So if they're deemed to be driving dangerously, it's the same laws that apply if you're being
careless.
But
there's no way of catching them, is there? Like just say – I know I was nearly hit in Brisbane. I can't tell you how many times just from people on the footpath.
Yep.
And they had their own bike. So if they'd hit me and run
– yep.
I couldn't track them down.
So, yeah, that's for you, but police have our own investigation.
So you could find out?
Well, it depends. Okay. We play a long game in the Queensland Police Service.
Very
good. So there's many ways to get to a end result, and it may be a short game or it may be a long game.
Yeah. So there is a way of maybe tracking them down if it happens.
I'm not going to tell you our trade secrets, but we do play a long game.
Very good. Well, that's good to know because I often wondered, like, what happens? Like, what happens if I got struck down? Because I tell you what, there were a couple of instances where...
So for you as a member of the public, just remember as much detail as you can.
Yeah.
A description of the person, what they're wearing, if they had a backpack, a hat, a pair of pink shoes, whatever the case may be, what direction they come from.
Yeah, the thing is, once I nearly got hit from the front... But another time it was from the back. So if I'd been struck, I would have been knocked unconscious. So I wouldn't even have had – because they come up from the back and it was especially like Uber drivers, like they had
–
because they deliver food like that in Brisbane and they've got big boxes on the back of the thing. And I'm not kidding. It nearly – I felt the wind swoosh on my arm. They were that close and it was – I saw them ride past and had delivery boxes.
Yeah, we don't have that really here, which is good.
No, but yeah, it's a big thing in Brisbane.
So we'll find, you'll probably find quite a bit on the news about it when it first rolls out, especially around that Brisbane area, because it is
and
quite
concentrated,
down there with it. But as I say, it's been implemented to try and keep people safe.
Yes,
you know, laws aren't implemented for any other reason but to keep our people safe.
Yeah, we're lucky here. We've got big roads and big footpaths, very good. So what else is there regarding this?
So that's pretty much it for our e-scooter and e-bike laws and the changes around that.
Yeah.
Of course, we're leading into school holidays, so school zones are no longer as of this afternoon. So still 40 around the school zones as of this afternoon.
Wow.
But then we've got our June, July school holidays.
Yeah.
So if people are travelling out on the roads and travelling to visit family or go on holidays, please stay safe. Remember, every 2 hours, have your brakes, drive to the conditions, drive to the speed limits, and don't drive fatigued or tired. So that's what we want people to do this school holidays.
So when do the school holidays end? Michelle.
So in 2 weeks' time, basically.
Oh, it's a two-week break.
Two-week break they have.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so that is good.
We are seeing, as we heard from Bernie, from the Rose Bay Caravan Park and Earth Bar there, their caravan park's full. A lot of the other caravan parks in the community are full, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah,
probably
absolutely.
A little bit of a later start.
Yes.
This year, but it's wonderful to drive around and see all of our tourists coming back. So yes. Our town has got a buzz about it again, probably about 4 or 6 weeks, a little bit later. I would plead to our people in caravan parks, make sure that as best as you can, secure all your items, especially at night time. Don't leave anything sort of laying around. Enjoy the wonderful weather and the fishing that we've got, and your family and your kids. Enjoy our community. PCYC Bowen, I believe, is having some events for young people on school holidays. Mm-hmm. So get onto their Facebook page, and they've got some activities happening over the school holidays. Even our libraries would probably have some things happening.
Yes, they've got quite a few things happening,
And, of course, it's Friday, so Friday night skating usually happens down at the front beach.
Is that happening again now?
Yeah, okay.
I haven't been down there, but how amazing that you can – do some skating under the stars.
Yeah,
that's
right
lovely.
Beside the ocean side.
Yeah,
so,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, yep. So I'm just looking at the PCYC Bowen post now. They've got a holiday timetable for week one and week two. Week one holiday timetable for 5 to 12-year-olds, and then they've got another time for 12 to 17-year-olds, so, and some youth drop-in as well. So jump onto their Facebook page, see what they've got going on, and just have a look in our community. If you're visiting, go out to Bowen Tourism and find out what's happening there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, we've got a great little town this time of year.
We do indeed. Very good. All right, Michelle, well, thank you so much for dropping in today. I love our sessions. Yeah. You give us so much good information about what's happening in general with the police, because it always impacts the communities.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. But that's very helpful. Thank you.
And that was wonderful that we had that question come through from one of your listeners.
Yes.
I'd probably just suggest if people do want to send questions into you, Roxy, we might do a cut-off around the Wednesday before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then that will give me time to be able to look at the questions.
Yes.
I'm a wealth of knowledge, but on the spot, probably if we get a few of them coming in, I just want to make sure I'm able to answer them as best as possible.
Yeah.
Some I might not be able to answer. That's maybe because of what's happening in the background or, you know, things like that. But I will certainly endeavour to
very good.
Bridge that gap, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's a great resource for us as well because, you know, sometimes there are questions you want to ask the cops, right?
Yep.
And you might be a bit scared. So it's a good forum if you do have any questions. And
That's fine. And as long as they're reasonable.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but as I say, if you're wanting to get a hold of police, if it's not an emergency, go online to PoliceLink or ring the PoliceLink number 131444.
Yeah.
If it's an emergency, ring 000. Or if you have some information that you want to disclose but you want to stay private about it, Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
But PoliceLink is the number, 131444.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, and we'll see you again in a month's time.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.
The voice of Bowen, 95.1 GEM FM.